Is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Distribution of Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine is on hold in Colorado. Federal regulators are investigating six cases involving people who developed blood clots after getting vaccinated. Fewer than 10,000 J&J doses were expected in Colorado this week. The pause is not likely to alter the state's timeline for vaccinating all eligible residents. Denver Public Schools is in the second round of interviews this week in the search for a new superintendent. Chalkbeat's Melanie Asmar says at least 10 candidates are still in the running.
So the board is hoping to hire a new superintendent in June, and they're hoping to have that person in place for the next school year, which starts in August. A total of 32 people officially applied. And the board is also hoping to name multiple finalists.
Melanie Asmar of Chalkbeat. Senator John Hickenlooper will hold his first virtual town hall for constituents tomorrow to share his priorities after his first 100 days in office, including pandemic-related recovery plans. Coloradans can participate on social media during the town hall that's scheduled for 6 tomorrow night. College football's Rocky Mountain Showdown will live on. The University of Colorado and Colorado State University will play a series of six more football games over 10 years, starting in 2029. The in-state rivals face each other in 2023 and 2024. This is CPR News.